These are some of the sounds of the aftermath of this week's massive magnitude 7.1 Mexico City earthquake. As rescuers continue to claw through mountains of rubble looking for survivors of the big quake, a Santa Barbara County-based group is gearing up for a different type of relief effort. Direct Relief International has had ongoing programs in Mexico for the last 3 years. DRI is known for its efforts to get medicine and medical supplies to disaster zones and people in need around the world and here in the U.S. The agency's team was focused on Oaxaca, which was hit by a magnitude 8.1 quake September 7th when Tuesday's Tembler hit Mexico City.
I was coordinating with the Ministry of Health, some shipments of donations, and when it happened, I think everybody felt like it was an aftershock, and we were all surprised. You know, it was a very strong aftershock, and then we turned on the news and then realized that it was a massive earthquake that had struck Mexico City.
That's Eduardo Mendoza, Direct Relief Senior Manager in Mexico, speaking to KCLU News from Mexico City. He returned to Mexico City yesterday to find his neighborhood was among those which was hard hit.
I live in the Roma Norte neighborhood, one of the most affected areas. The city's calm and very focused on relief. There's people carrying bags of food. There's people carrying supplies. I just saw a truck full of volunteers with hard hats being shuttled to go help remove rubble from another building that collapsed. From my office window right now, I can see a building that's collapsed and volunteers working to find any survivors.
So DRI is now orchestrating relief efforts for the two parts of Mexico hard hit by quakes. Mendoza says the needs are very different.
In Oaxaca, a lot of people that were already very poor and already the most vulnerable continue to be the most poor since their homes were built with unstable building supplies. What we're trying to do in Oaxaca is make sure that we get supplies that will reduce chances of them becoming sick, antibacterial soap, cream for scabies, bug spray to reduce the spread of dengue and Zika. Here in Mexico City, the infrastructure is much stronger. The needs after the immediate response to chronic medication, we're trying to put together diabetes kits.
Mendoza says they're moving quickly to get more medicine and medical supplies to the region.
In Mexico City, what we're doing is coordinating with the Mexican Institute of Social Security and other hospital networks to help coordinate a steady response. There's a lot of companies that have offered their support. We have at least 9 companies that have offered local support of product that has already been manufactured here. We have the ability to mobilize these resources in a faster way than would otherwise happen. Today, we got word that the Mexican Customs Authority, the SAT, has opened up airport customs for international medical assistance.
Mendoza says, like with other disasters like Hurricane Irma, DRI has set up specific ways people who want to help can be assured that money will go specifically to those relief efforts and not to some generic fund.
Go to our website, directrelief.org, and go to the donate button. And on the drop-down menu, Direct Relief Mexico will be one of the options. We won't spend any of the money outside of Mexico. We will focus our response to identifying the biggest needs, whether they be medical or otherwise.
The DRI official says they're hoping to get their first shipment of supplies from DRI's home base in Goleta to Mexico City today. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.